Hello, Howard. Would you like to learn how to play a game?
This is my favorite part of the day, where Adam the octopus talks to Adam the computer.
So, yeah, Pi. And then Howard, of course, is like, yes, of course, tell me everything. And Pi teaches Howard how to play the, like, weird little computer game that they know. And then they just, because Howard has an inexhaustible supply of curiosity, they just do that, like, constantly. Like, basically, at any time you go into the cargo hold, you're interrupting them playing a game.
Is Howard good at it?
Not initially, but gets good fast. Yeah. Like, to the point where after a few days, Howard's probably the second best player on the ship.
Have we
Does
rolled for
she
Prosper's insecurity yet? Because it seems like everyone's good at the game except for him. Is that just do we
Man,
roll for
Prosper's, he's
that
just crap at that.
You are worse at this game than an octopus.
These things are heretical, and we must destroy them.
If I ever lose a game of StarCraft to an octopus, I promise to retire. Just say that right now.
Yep. All right.
This just in. Koreans biologically engineer an octopus that plays
No!
Dogra. It's first mission to defeat X-Patrol.
No!
Awesome. All right. So I think you arrive in Vafai. You, Higgs, you get a message. You get several, like the ship, because you've been gone for 2 weeks. You get several messages. There are a couple of messages, short ones, from Fleet Captain Saito, just saying, like, I got notification that you picked up the package. Let me know where I can pick it up. And then another one that's like, it would be good to hear from you. You know, where are you at? Get in touch with me quickly. And then you have a message from a Vincent Pollard. And it's on the, like, Ratterman group, like, header or whatever. So
I've heard of that guy. They say he took a long time to be birthed.
of here.
I don't even know what just happened.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Some call him
But I like it.
Vincent Longbourn.
Go away. Just go
But this
directly
is Vincent
away.
Pollard.
Yeah, they're actually
Different.
different. Like, no
In
relationship.
English, people share a last name who are related, Stephen.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works in French, but
It's a nickname. God, you people don't understand humor.
you're not as funny as you think you are. All right. So, Higgs, are you dealing with the messages directly, or are you going to let, like, Piani handle them, or?
No, I'll deal with them all directly. I'd respond to Saito that we're on Majid and that we're at X spaceport and he can come and pick up Howard whenever he damn well wants to, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, anytime, quickly now.
Yeah.
Okay, you get a message like within 20 minutes or so, not from Saito directly, but from someone who's like working for Saito that just says, Fleet Captain forwarded me this message. We're in Vafai's system. We can rendezvous whenever you want. And they give you coordinates in orbit around Majid.
Okay. I send a message to Mr. Sakari and say, like, I feel like you two have a special bond. You could be the one that sets them free, so to speak.
I
I send
appreciate
that
it,
off.
Mr. Higgins. Thank you.
Then I respond to Vincent and ask him, like, I introduce
Okay.
myself, I tell him who I am and all that stuff.
So you actually, like, looking at his message, it's just an introductory message. You know, it's like, I'm Vincent Pollard. You know, I've been working in PR for 20 years, and then like a list of clients and like links to their portfolios and stuff. And he's like a big like media PR guy. And at the end, there's like a direct comms. He's local. He's in system. He's on Majid.
Yeah, I
Sorry.
call him.
Yeah, he's calling up. All right. So the call connects, and a woman answers the phone, and she's like, Ratterman Group.
Hello, is this Vincent Collard? Is this the secretary of Vincent Collard?
Mr. Pollard's office is in this facility. Would you like me to transfer you?
Yes, please. I'd like to talk to him.
And who is this?
Just tell him the Higgs.
All right, I will. And so you get put on hold, and there's some like pop music in Mandarin, and then you get connected, and someone answers the phone, and it's like, Wilbur Higgins. It's good to hear from you, my man. Vince Pollard here. What can I do for you?
Well, hey there, Vince. How's it going? Did you play any golf recently?
Well, not a lot of golf here on Majid. Have you ever been? Terrible planet. It's a god-awful hellhole. But hey, it's where the talent is. So you're in system. Got your email. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating, Higgs. Can I call you Higgs?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, okay. I just don't say anything for a couple seconds and wait.
All right, so he will not allow silence. Like, he will just fill it with his own voice as soon as he can. So he's like, yes, god-awful what happened with the whole Chow incident and Starlight in prison and everything. You know, we're on the lookout for hot, rising talent. And you, my good man, that footage with the Vikings, that big man in the armor, brilliant, absolutely brilliant stuff. Our audience is going to eat it up.
Great, great. What do you know about talking animals? Because I got some footage of that, too.
Talking animals. My God, Higgs, you are a madman. Really, you're just insane. A madman. I'd love to meet you. Do you want to get drinks?
I think we should have a full-on dinner.
Brilliant. Brilliant. How long will it take you to get to this disgusting hellhole that I'm trapped upon?
Are you referencing Majid or the office or what? What are you?
You know, it's both, really. It's like I live on the back of a diseased fly who lives on a turd, and the turd is called Majid. Why don't you come to my office? I'll have my girl send you the information. I will take you to the finest restaurant that this pile of garbage has to offer.
Can we do this off the books, please? I'd like it to be a secret meeting, if you know what I'm saying. Secret.
Oh, you are so mysterious, Mr. Higgins. It's beautiful. I love it. In character, all the time, every day. Beautiful. Beautiful. They're going to love you. Okay. Is it going to be just you? Do you have your friends? You bring your friends along?
Yes, it's just me. That's all. It's just me. I'm kind of like looking around the room, trying to see what I'm going to wear, maybe acting super nervous while I'm doing it.
Okay. Right. Well, good. I will have my secretary get in touch with you. You and I will work out the details. We'll go and get completely plastered, pick up a couple of prostitutes. It'll be great. We'll never talk about it again. Off the books.
Skippity-doo, goodbye.
Okay. All right. Oops, you hang up.
Skippity-doo.
And I'm like sitting there shaking at my computer. It's like, oh, God, this is actually happening. Then I guess I get ready and depart. If anyone on the, well, does anyone on the crew ask where I'm going?
Well, you're just in the system now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're waiting to hand off Howard, but that's the only reason we think we're here, right?
So, just to keep everybody on the same page, this system that you're in. Pull up my galactic encyclopedia. this is your home system, both Piani and Mr. Sicarian. Right? This is where y'all are from. Oninza is just the tail end of a really bad civil war. This is where Mr. Falcon died. Fate's Rangers are still on that planet killing people. And then Majid is the, like, mining planet that Piani came from. You guys have been to Majid as a group before, too, I think.
Yeah, we were several here times, recently. Yeah.
Yeah, you were here 3 or 4 months ago. So you guys can pick a planet and head there from here if you want. It sounds like Majid is the place to go, because that's where the pirates are, too.
Yeah, no, I think Majid's... I don't even really ask. I just kind of go set course.
Is okay. Majid TL4?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So you arrive in orbit around Majid on the 26th of October. So the ship is there. You can meet up with the High Beam Fleet if you want to do that first. You can meet up with Vince Pollard. You can go down to the planet and look for parts. Do whatever you want.
I think we do the fleet first.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
And then we'll do Pollard, and then we'll go down to the planet.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, we don't even really have to, like, play out the whole thing. Like, it goes pretty smoothly unless you guys are planning on complicating it.
Something I want to do, though.
Okay, sure. So before, I guess this is, like, you've made the arrangements to meet up with the high beam ship.
Yeah.
It's called the Scorpio. And yeah, make the transfer. And that'll be happening in the next, like, hour or so. So during that time, what do you want to do, Mr. Scarion?
I guess just as we're about to kind of land or dock or whatever it is we're doing to join up with them, I go down to the cargo hold. And I'm kind of, I'm not wearing my battle armor at this point. I will when okay. we meet them and the inevitable fight breaks out. No, I'm just kidding. I kind of have something in my hands and go, Howard, we're going to say goodbye now, and I just want to say thanks. I'm not entirely sure what you've awoken in me or wakened. I'm not even sure the words of this. I'm a little bit drunk, going to be honest with you. But I really like you, and the conversations have been great, and I have a gift for you.
So Howard, I think Howard says, Mr. Sakarian, where did your shell go? Did you lose it? Are you growing? Is there a bigger shell?
He answers all the questions. He says, no, the shell is just an assault armor carapace. It's a beautiful design. It's XL776. Some personal modifications, of course. Don't tell anyone, it'll explode and kill a planet if I die. But, I'm just kidding. Because that part's a joke. It's worn as like an exoskeleton, much like some of the animals kind of close to your family, only not at all because you're an octopus, but something similar to that. Anyways, I digress. Look, I want to give you something. And he kind of pulls it out and walks over to the terrarium and like opens the, or not terrarium, excuse me, the aquarium and opens up the top. And then he drops his monoblade into the aquarium and he etched in like with a laser or something and it says Howard on the handle and just kind of fucking floats and then like sticks into the ground at the bottom.
Okay. Why would he give a psychic octopus a monoblade?
So he like reaches out of the tentacle and picks it up and like holds it over his head and he's like, it is the greatest thing I have ever owned.
Now listen, as we've talked about it, that's a weapon of immense magnitude. I've told you, we talked about the story of the pirates, of course. It's one of my favorites. But treat it carefully and, you know, we've talked about it. You should be fine.
The first time that I kill a man, I will dedicate it to you, Mr. Sakarian.
Howard, if more beautiful words have ever been spoken, I'll be a goddamn monkey's uncle if it's ever been done. Thank you for saying that, and may the kill be clean and swift, and deserve it as well, of course.
Mr. Sakarian, I have a gift for you too. And he like puts his like tentacle up on the glass. And you've seen other people, so you put your hand up. So instead of being shown a vision of something from Howard's past, you see a ship. You see like a spaceship. And it's like clear and obvious to you. The other members of the crew wouldn't necessarily recognize it right away, but you know it. You'd know it anywhere. It like you have nightmares about this ship. It's Titan's flagship. It's the Siegfried. It's this, like huge bristling warship, maybe like one of the biggest ships in the system. And you see it. And he shows you the ship. And then you feel this like sudden like rush of emotion and like adrenaline. And when you pull away, like you kind of like flinch just from the sort of shock. You're left with this like strange, like familiar feeling. And Howard says, he says, everything's going to be okay. And I'm sorry about your family. It wasn't your fault.
Mr. Sakarian kind of steps back and looks down and looks up and is like, Howard, that is perhaps the greatest gift I've ever been given, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
So he kind of walks out of there and does one of those, like, hand on the door frame, turn, head sullen, walks out. For all the feels. For all the feels of the capabilities.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So, Howard seems, like, happy to be, like, going to a different spaceship and meeting new people to talk about. And he like, immediately, like, when you do the transfer, he's like, starts talking to him. He's like, I'm Howard. This is Mr. Sakarian. He has a very big gun. And just, like, starts, like, doing the whole thing. And they take the transfer. Everybody gets 325 experience for completing the transfer Howard to the Pirates mission.
So we're at 9140.
Can I
Or I am.
I'll leave this completely up to you, but one of my ongoing things is to prepare for the fight with Titan. Would this give any experience towards that mission, perhaps?
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I'll leave it up to your
interpretation. Let me think about it. We'll talk about it at the end of the episode. Just remind me.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So you're in orbit around Majeed. The Scorpio takes Howard back to the fleet. And I'm sure that's the last we'll ever see of him. And you guys can now go down to Majeed if you want. Higgs, are you going to tell? You're not going to tell the crew about where you're going or anything, right?
I haven't told anyone anything.
Okay. All right.
The only thing I would want to do on Majeed is, I guess I schedule or I look into appointments with perhaps, what would you call them? Doctors that are able to make you more badass,
like cyberneticists.
Yes,
people can install.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. I've been shopping for this for a while. So would they be? Would I know of any on Majeed?
Majeed doesn't really like have a lot of like the side. They tend to be like prosthesis. Like if a miner like loses an arm or something, upgradive cybernetics are harder to come by. So if you were injured, they could fix you, but they're probably best you're going to get is like a back alley doctor who's going to give you like a robot arm or something. But it probably won't be.
Then just know that I'm in ongoing research of this. So just if we get closer, if we go to a place, and I'm not going to ask the crew to go off course, but I'm looking into it. You know?
Yeah, I mean the planet that Prosper is from is literally like the forerunner of cybernetics in the whole sector. Like
okay,
yeah, that if you want badass cyborg shit, that's where you would want to go.
Okay.
I'm actually checking my inbox for any information from Alana Durant while we're in system.
Okay. Are you waiting for something specific?
Well, yeah. I sent her that I was looking for information directly from the source.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then I was also looking for cybernetic implants of my own.
Okay. So
cyberware.
I think you get one communication from home in the whole time that you're checking your email, and all it is, it's from like an encrypted address, and it's just two words. It just says, come home.
I have no like information about where it's from. Like I can't decrypt the address.
Do you have computers?
I have a pie.
Well, while you eat that pie, you can be sad, right? You don't have any computer skill. Now, Piani might be able to do it, but you won't be able to.
I mean, I couldn't ask pie.
Piani's better at computers than Pi is.
What? All right. you know, I go to Piani. And I knock on the door. I say, Ms. Peak, I have a strange request for you.
Sure.
Well, so hold on. I want to know.
Talking to an octopus.
Yeah, I want to know what Piani's been up to for 2 weeks. Like, working on your project.
Well, when we go down to Majeed, I think that's a part of my project, but I had 4 weeks that I had to put towards mastering two.
Yes.
So I was going to split that up into two different weeks. So I'd probably spend the time, pre-Majeed at least on that. So I only have 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So you're practicing your psychic shit.
Yes. So I'm going to also put only 1 week or 2 weeks left. And then I would like to go down to Majeed, though. Oh, I'm sorry. Prosper was coming to talk to me, and you interrupted.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, you know, I say, I've received a communication from Cabral, but I don't know who it's from. And I would like to know, since the order is something that I should really be aware of. Can you help me with this?
What do you have?
I just like pull up my data pad and I, you know, open the email.
Mm-hmm.
And I just show, you know, come home from an encrypted, you know, source. And I say, it could be serious, but it's hard to say.
What are my capabilities as far as... Is this something that would be impossible to trace, or can I give it a shot?
You could try. Yeah, you can take the time. The question is, are you going to, right? Like, do you want to spend the time to, like, help Prosper decrypt his email?
This is during the 2 weeks.
Well, we would have come out.
This would be just when you arrive. So when you get your burst of, you get your communication burst when you arrive.
Okay. Yeah, I would help him with this.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam.
I'm just checking. I'm not trying to discourage you.
I still want to go to Majid, so I guess I would say...
You can do that after.
I've got a business on Majid, but I think I can at least take a look at it for you.
Okay, yeah, do it. Make a computer test.
All right.
Nice. Okay. You can't get, like, it's routed enough that you can't get, like, who it's from necessarily, but it's definitely from Cabral. And it seems to, it has some indicators that it's from, like, a government system.
Okay. So I explain that.
I say to Piani, is that really all the information you got off of an 11?
It's all the information there is, asshole.
This must be very important.
I cannot perform miracles. God, everyone thinks it's like, oh, you can use a computer and it's something.
No. Miss Peak. Thank you. I appreciate it greatly.
You're welcome.
If your skills could not detect any more information from this, then it is from very high up indeed, and that tells me all I need to know. So, I appreciate it. Merci.
If you hadn't said thanks, you would have found that your computer would be a bit slower, so I appreciate it.
Computer slower? I just walk away, muttering to myself about not understanding exactly the implication.
You feel vaguely threatened, but you're not sure how or why.
Yeah. My computer? Awesome. What? Yeah.
All right, so you you want to take the planet, the ship down to the planet, Higgs?
Yeah, that's where I'm meeting Vincent at.
Sure. Okay. So, Majid is, one of you lived here before, so this is familiar territory for you, but for folks who haven't seen the episode, it's got a breathable atmosphere, temperate biosphere, not a lot of life, like microbes, but not like necessarily animals, though they are imported like pack animals and genetically engineered pets. It's a highly populated TL4 planet as far as these things go, and its primary jam is that in the last, like, I don't know, a couple of decades, the economy has, like, exploded because there's, like, a gold rush on this, like, particular mineral that you can only get on Majid. Or only get easily on Majid. It's very rare elsewhere, and it's used for like spike drive coils, I guess. The planet is run by the Mandarinate, which is like a legalist, like sort of Chinese themed like system of mandarins. They're like local governors. There's a lot of like bribery and stuff that goes on in the system. Super corrupt. Slavery totally legit and like a thing here. And so often people will own a mine and they'll own, you know, 1,000 slaves and the slaves just mine the material for them. So there's, you know, a vast gulf between the super rich and slaves on this planet. There's not a lot of like middle class.
Sure.
But as long as you have money, everything should be A-okay on this planet. So you arrive at the spaceport. Somebody want to make a business roll to negotiate the price of dock fees?
Mr. S.
I believe that would be Mr. Zikarian.
Man.
Business.
It's always good.
Business time.
Okay. Really well. A 6.
Okay. So it's going to cost you 500 credits a day.
Business hours are over.
That's right. Yeah, 500 credits here, as long as you're on the planet. But, so you guys are in a, like, a private port. There's tons of space traffic here. And you can go your separate ways. You can get a hotel room, several hotel rooms. You do whatever you want. You get time to run around.
So 200,000 for the level 3 engine, is that what you said?
Yes, yeah.
And we could do it here?
Yep, definitely. Yeah, you can find someone to install a
You guys want to do that? 50 each?
Yeah, 50k each.
And what what will this allow you to do?
That'll give us a level 2 spike drive?
Level 3 spike drive.
3.
Okay.
It'll use up all but one of the new power supply that you have. And it'll allow you to cut your drive jumps by a pretty significant margin. So basically what you do is you take the amount. It's 6 days to get from one hex to another, and you divide that time. You divide all travel time by the rating of the drive. So now it'll take you like 2 days to get from one hex to another.
So less life support, less risk.
Yeah.
Which we end up spending on repairing the ship.
I'll spend 50k on that shit.
Yeah. So you got, is that good with everyone?
Prosper is looking into the cost of something that he needs to purchase. He will get back to you momentarily.
We're all like, we need this thing so that we can exist. And Prosper's like, hang on, I'm shopping on something for myself. Is
okay.
It before or after Sicarian slaps you that you're like, I guess I can wait until after we get paid.
No. Like, I have been researching the cost of things, so I knew this ahead of time. Yes, I'm willing to chip in 50K.
Okay. Do you want to... I would also suggest that you are... Because you guys are now 2 months behind on payments and 3 months behind on maintenance for the ship.
I think we discussed that we're about to get paid doubly for the guy, right? From, or did they already pay us? Did they give us the 300,000?
No, you don't have that. You got the 100. You get the 100,000 from, or you get the two. You get your first payment, and you'll get more from her. You got the
right.
Two. You got 200,000 from them, and you're gonna get another 100 when you turn into McCreary.
Okay, and we all got 50,000 from that. Now we're giving it back.
And now right? You're just going to use it for, yeah.
So we'll say we'll make those payments after we pay back Mrs. McCreary. Yeah.
Get paid. Yeah, I mean, you're like I said, you're two months behind and 3 months.
But
behind
we're going to get paid here on this planet, is what what Jeff is saying. So,
sure,
we'll do that, but we can't do it at the moment because we haven't got the money yet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So we start the upgrades for this. By the way, we'll all subtract 50,000, but we're We put Wu and whoever we're paying to work on that new engine. Or drive, I guess, spike drive.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and you can also do a 3 hex. You can jump 3 hexes in one jump now.
Nice.
Which is awesome. Yeah. It's a pretty big upgrade. Okay, let me see how long it takes to install. I actually don't think that there's a thing. Okay, well, we'll say it's going to take... I'll roll for... the skill of the installer.
Should be incredible.
Can I?
Okay, it'll take 3 weeks to install.
Okay. Can I roll a luck to see maybe if they were just stupid and then they understand it better when they see the parts or something so we can get it faster?
Damn, it's the skill of the people installing it. If you had the skill and wanted to help, you could.
Damn it. Okay.
Yeah. So that means it'll be installed by November 16th. And until then, you're stuck on Majid.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're right in an hour. So let's just say I depart for... Like, is anyone else doing anything? Because I just kind of leave.
Yeah, I mean, everybody... I mean, you can agree to be like, you know, we have 3 weeks. Like, stay in touch, but you're on your own on the planet if you want.
I'll just like declare an action so that we can hit it when we come back. But okay. I wanted to know, you know, you told me that I needed some additional electronics or equipment for the eye that was given to me. And I figured like it was given to me here. So I'm wondering if I can find said equipment.
It was given to you on the Viking planet. But yeah, you could take it.
Oh, I thought it was here.
No.
Okay.
Okay, there are people on this planet that can definitely help you.
Okay,
look into it for sure.
That's what I want to do. All right, Cray.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, we'll do that when we get back.
Yeah, I think we all kind of go our separate ways then, and then we'll take a break. All right,
sounds
cool.
Good.
So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll go into hour 3 right after this. More Swan Song coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you guys then.